Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Do you speak English?
Yes.
We're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your opinions are confidential. First of all, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
I am going to vote.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some
no.
other political party?
I'm registered Republican, but I consider myself more an independent.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, or Black, Asian, Asian American, or
Hispanic?
Other? Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35. Oh, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the ground track?
I think they are in the right direction. They're okay.
And
not too bad like in other cities and not too great.
Okay. And
just
from
okay.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: affordable housing, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, or crime and neighborhood safety.
Can I choose two or just one?
Just one, the most important.
Affordable housing.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
The first one is Joe Carollo. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
just
unfavorable?
Favorable.
Just somewhat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next one, Eileen Higgins. Do you recognize the name? Eileen Higgins?
I know her personally. I think she's a good person, but I don't like her politics.
In general, would you say very favorable?
I would say favorable. Yeah, favorable.
Just someone, correct? Not very, just
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, someone. No, someone. Uh-huh, someone.
The next one, Miguel Gavela. Do you recognize the name?
Miguel what?
Gavela.
No, I have no idea who he is.
Manolo Reyes?
No.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Damian Pardo?
Favorable.
Just somewhat, correct? Not
somewhat,
very.
Yeah, somewhat. No, not very.
And the last four, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Oh, my God. I wish she is never going to be our president. Terrible.
Very
I don't know why she's a...
or just
very unfavorable. Very unfavorable. Okay.
And the last three, Daniela Levin Cava.
Daniela Levin, she's good. Somewhat favorable.
Christine King.
I don't know who she is.
Never heard of. Okay. And the last one, Francis Suarez. Do you recognize the name?
Francis Suarez, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 45%. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
God. I know I need to choose one, but I don't know. Trump,
if
I would say.
If the election were held today, definitely
Trump.
Or probably?
Trump, probably.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. After guard, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Chartered Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for Mayor? if election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no?
Definitely. I will vote for the referendum.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, bidding, and requiring...
I will vote no.
No, okay, but I need to read everything verbatim. Just
I know. Okay, go ahead, but do it fast. Even if I don't understand, because I don't... I'm going to say no.
Okay, but requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing 10 park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure
no,
and other
no,
public
because benefits. That means... Right, one question. It's residency plus that, no?
I need to read everything verbatim and more
information. My question is, you read at the beginning was to construct some residential that will also have a park, isn't it?
For residential and commercial uses, for
some my answer is always going to say no, no residential anymore.
Okay, and definitely no or probably no?
No, definitely no.
And the last one, the third referendum, is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare unit become condominium, mixed use to include office and expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I will vote no. We don't need any more buildings. Definitely no. No, definitely no.
The reminder of this survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you just asked about. And again, we're almost done. We're 70% now. Thank you again for your time.
But you said there were only those three more questions. I arrived to a place where I need to see a doctor, and I cannot wait any longer.
But
can you call me back?
Done, really.
No, but almost only how many more minutes? Because I'm going to have to say that I cannot go in.
Like,
so how many more minutes?
Five minutes. I will
no more than five. I'm going to start counting them. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I will speed up my reading. You will now be given some of the specific component of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each, okay? The first specific component is allowing office space to be included. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I didn't understand.
I will now be given some of the specific component of this proposal. Please
no, I'm going to say no, no matter what company. I'm going to say no. We don't need any more buildings.
Okay,
even if they commit themselves
that
to...
That specific component? You strongly approve that? Someone approved? Someone disapproved?
No,
or strongly,
strongly disapprove.
Okay, the next one, reducing the overall amount of development. Approve or disapprove?
Completely disapprove.
A $9 million contribution to affordable housing?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Just four more. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along
Biscayne
Bay.
Strongly disapprove. Well, I would approve that, but without having to give the rest to anyone.
Okay. And the last two, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
No. Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
All at no cost to the city of or taxpayers.
I strongly disapprove.
Okay, and now I'd like to give you a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The update proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. The project also includes a number of...
approved.
But I don't want any of that.
The last statement,
the project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. So now in this, will you vote yes in favor of or no against this referendum?
Against. No.
Definitely no or probably
definitely no.
Okay, and regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? One thing you like?
The promenade and giving money to affordable housing, but I don't think that we should do that. So I don't agree of the city giving so much just to get those two things. So okay. in general, I don't accept. I don't think it's good.
And
you know,
you will now be giving just four statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, reason to vote no, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Yeah, but this is against this proposal. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. That was very convincing to both no, somewhat, or not at all.
I would say, yeah, I agree. That is not convincing.
Very convincing. Uh-huh. As a reason
very
to vote
convincing.
No, correct? Against
yeah, correct.
Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence.
Agree. That one is very, very convincing too. Yeah.
That line their own pockets. Okay. The last two, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Agree. Very good
very
also. All of those are very good.
Very convincing. And the last one. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford. That was
correct.
Very convincing.
Very convincing too. Any of those things are very convincing.
Correct.
All of them.
And the last
and
last
that one, that the last one is the best one, I think.
Okay. And this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. And again, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, just somewhat, or not too convincing at all.
Okay, I'm going to say not convincing at all. Zero convincing at all. I'm sorry, but five minutes have passed. I have to see the doctor. No, I cannot tell them anymore. No, please, that I don't agree with any of the ones that are... wanting to convince us that it is a good thing. It is not a good thing. So I don't want
I understand, but we will hate to lose your opinion. We are almost done. Just a few more questions, please. I will speed up my reading, really. This is the last part. We are 90% of the survey. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. That
I don't care. Not convincing.
Okay,
not at all convincing.
This proposal will result in less overall development at borders than have previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space.
Not convincing.
Affordable? Okay.
Not convincing.
This proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. Not at all convincing?
Not convincing. Zero convincing.
Just three more. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
Not convincing at all. Mm-mm.
This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preferences in hiring for these new jobs.
Not convincing at all.
The last one, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Not convincing at all.
And one last time, the last one. If elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum? Now that you have a lot of...
No, I will not vote in favor.
Definitely no or probably
definitely not? Definitely, I will not vote in favor.
And regardless of... how may you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
Neither.
And
someone else.
Okay. And
See,
if you were to labor your third Sorry, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
I would say centrist.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school, high school,
university.
Or college? Okay.
University.
And what is your national ancestry?
Colombian.
Thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, or always speak English?
I would say mostly English.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
And for
thank
your time.
You.
Your opinion is
thank you very
important.
Much.
Thanks again
okay.
for your patience. And thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye.
You too. Bye.